People affected by changes to disability benefit have been sharing their stories in Eastbourne this afternoon. The Citizens Advice Bureau in the town organised the event and says that about half of its workload now involves problems with people's benefits. It comes a week after a report for the government warned that trust in the new system of personal independence payments was low. Our political reporter Ben Vice was at the meeting this afternoon. Just remind us of the aim of the meeting then, Ben.
Well, today it was all about sharing experiences of dealing with the new system and suggesting ways it could be improved. So in Eastbourne, personal independence payments started replacing the old system of disability living allowance. That's the system of benefits for disabled people from last autumn, and it's still being rolled out, so people are still coming to the system, if you like. The new system involves a short assessment where you're scored on both your ability to look after yourself day to day and your ability to get out and about. And the more points you get, the more likely you are to get the benefit. So a score of zero in any category means that you're not assessed as having any needs in that category. Now, people have complained the new system is less thorough and more unfair than disability living allowance. In Eastbourne alone, PIP, as it's known, is now the single biggest issue that people bring to Citizens Advice. 847 inquiries about PIP last year alone. Now, Sarah Rose volunteers in the Citizens Advice research and campaigns team, and she told me the number of people with queries about PIP astonishes her.
This is an incredible amount, but we know that this is just the tip of the iceberg. There are many that we don't know about. The more we read the cases that got flagged up to our team, the more flaws that we identify with the whole process. And then the stress, I think that's what we notice the most.
So what kind of stress was Sarah talking about there? What problems have people had with the new system?
The overwhelming majority of people's problems involve issues with the assessments themselves. People have found reports coming back saying that they can do things that they can't, or quoting them as telling their assessor things that they just never said. The assessments aren't currently recorded, so it's your word against that of the assessor. Now, this man said he couldn't believe what he read in the report about his daughter's assessment.
I think I was in the same room when I went to the assessment, when the assessor was there, when we explained that the one occasion in which my son-in-law had tried to prepare a meal, the fire brigade had been called because he'd managed to set the whole place on fire. And 0 points for that. And the fact that they were apparently, both my son, my daughter and my son-in-law, were quite able to act responsibly and financially and manage a bank account and the like. Both were at that time actually had been declared bankrupt.
The stories worried some in the room who are yet to be moved over to PIP. People like Ian Westgate, who has multiple sclerosis.
I can't even stand, let alone walk 25 metres. Will I be given 0 points for that? I wonder. I'm not manually dexterous. I feel as if I've got boxing gloves on all the time. I liken myself to somebody trying to... I'm visually impaired, so I'm registered blind. Would they expect me to tie my shoelaces? Somebody who's a blind man wearing boxing gloves can't bend down to get to his feet. Would they ask me to tie my shoelaces? And they probably assume that I could. So that's the story that I'm getting from people. I don't want to believe it, but it has got me worried.
But there is room to appeal, and we know from a report for the government that was released last week that of those who complain about a cut to their benefits at a tribunal, nearly two-thirds are successful. Conrad Gravatt was one of them.
I was not expecting to have to fight as hard as I did, but the result of having fought as hard as I did, stuff that I had applied for through DLA, I had been denied, I actually got through PIP.
And Ben, what does the government have to say about all of this then?
Well, they say that PIP is better than what they call the outdated disability living allowance. They say they're trialling a system of recording assessments which might help with those disputes. They say they expect the assessors to maintain high standards. Now, those assessments are carried out by Atos, a private company who wouldn't speak to us. But the government couldn't tell me how much it spends on all these appeals that we know people are making.
Ben, thank you very much for that report from Eastbourne, our political reporter Ben Vice. It's 5:32.